Real Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So nice to be here with you. I hope you're having a great day so far. Yes, so far. Listen to that. I hear the garbage man out there picking up the trash. Very nice. Very nice. Recyclables were earlier. What's with all this haze? Ugh. What a day. So much wind yesterday, but there's lots to talk about today. Local, national. Log on to our poll question. Because why so many people are still trying to have you beaten down with coronavirus, once again, I tell you, this is not about a virus. It is about an election. An election. You know, we've joked about it in the past before this farce of a virus was unleashed. And that was 2020 is going to be the most important election of our lifetime. And it's not a joke anymore. People are seeing it for what it is going to be. Now, a lot of people upset about having to do the mail-in ballot thing for June 9th for our primary. Well, the Secretary of State already has it all set out that we'll be doing November as mail-in ballot as well. Is this just another one of those go-along to get-alongs? I thought the Secretary of State was a Republican. Barbara Sagafsky, call in and prove me wrong. I don't know what to think about this. But there are a lot of questions out there for the Secretary of State's office. And coming up on, let's see, if today is the 12th, then Thursday, May 14th, 7 p.m., there is going to be a question and answer session on mail-in ballots with the office of the Secretary of State. So you can listen, and I don't know if you can still ask questions because I think they were submitted ahead of time. But the Deputy Secretary of State, Wayne Thorley, is going to be doing this. Some of the questions that have been posted: when is the mail-in ballot required to be returned? Okay. What do I do if I don't receive a mail-in ballot? Can I vote in person on Election Day? I don't see any Republican candidates on my ballot. Do I have the wrong ballot? How will the ballots be counted? How are ballots verified to be accurate from the registered voter? Well, see, here's the deal. They're going out to all registered voters. All registered voters. Have those voter rolls been cleaned? I mean, seriously, how do they track the deaths? I mean, my father just passed away. Is he going to be voting in this election? You can register to be a part of this session, but these are all pretty basic questions. You know, rather than can I vote in person on Election Day? How about can I early vote in person? Yes, you can at the Registrar of Voters office. You might have to wait 10 hours because they're just keeping it at one location. Even though 2 years ago, when I cast my ballot, I did it at Raley's. Raley's is open. What's wrong with separating people just a little bit? There's no reason that we can't vote in person. This was a choice that was made by other people. This is so messed up. I hope you're starting to grasp just the entirety of the whole thing that is going on right now. Hence today's poll question. If you log on to 991fmtalk.com, this is what it's all about. Okay, it's not about a virus. It's about China. How we're figuring out that they have been, oh heck, I'll just say it, screwing over America, first and foremost, and then other parts of the world, to be the superior power, to have control over the supply chain for basically everything. I'm not talking about cheap clothes and trinkets. I'm talking about everything. Food, medications. Well, Monica, we have our food here. No. It's sent to China to be processed. Look at the back of a lot of the boxed and processed foods you're eating. A product of China. You don't see it so much on your meats because, well, we have to ask the government. We have to tell and beg the government to put the country of origin on our meats. Which actually you can find the website to do that if you go on to 991fmtalk.com and go on to my page. The website is there to click on that. But here's what it's all about. Did members of the Obama administration, including the president, commit treason by spying on the incoming administration? This has been planned out. This has been worked out for so long, way before the last President Bush. Why do you think Bush is so buddy-buddy with the Clintons and the Obamas? Yeah, he was in on it too. So was his dad. His dad, former director of the CIA. You want to believe in your government. You want to believe that something like this could not happen in the United States of America. That we have our systems in place, that something like this could never happen. Those systems have been abused and manipulated and corrupted for at least the last 60 years. But we have all kinds of fun things in our lives. We have jobs, we have vacations, we have families, we have responsibilities, we're encouraged to volunteer. Because even though so much of your paycheck is taken away from you, removed to pay for all these social services, yet we still have to volunteer. We still have to donate. We still have to do this other work that you'd think all of those taxes that we pay out would be paying for this stuff. But no. Because the vast majority of people do not pay attention. They don't pay attention to stuff like this. Well, there were a few people that were watching and listening and participating and trying to make sure that something like this didn't happen, but they were outnumbered. So of those who are participating in the poll question so far, 100% say yes. You're being driven to fear right now, to fear for your life, your family, the economy. Sisolak now declaring a state of financial emergency, working on a special session. Let's see if a temporary state income tax comes out of that. Because you know, like any other tax, taxes don't go away. I'm going to take an early break here because I want to come back with something that has already been, removed from some airwaves. Because it's about Trump. But I'm going to play it for you right after this on your live and local FM talk show at 884-9910. That's also our text line if you'd like to text in today. But I think you're really going to enjoy this message coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Talk about buying local. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Governor Sisolak. Yeah. What can you say about Governor Sisolak? Declaring a state of fiscal emergency yesterday. That's just, you know, this whole shutdown, which he could have done a much better job with. And we wouldn't probably be in this fiscal emergency. By the way, where has all the money gone that we've already been given by the feds? I would like a breakdown of how it's been spent and how it's been used. Because remember, you're going to be paying all of this back one way or another. So let's sit back and listen to why we're all going through what we are going through right now.
Is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington, and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
We will. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. When have you ever seen an entire country shut down because of a virus? You know why they want physical distancing? Because they don't want you sharing information. They want everything pushed online so it can be monitored, so it can be manipulated, so you can be sent in different directions. This has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new. Ask somebody over 80. And they'll tell you the truth. They'll tell you what's been going on, what they've been fighting against. But it's always the younger generation that doesn't believe. And those who have never paid attention that just say, that could never happen. Well, look around you, because it's happening right now. Stick around. We've got a Fox News update here. Take it with a grain of salt, I guess. But we'll be back because we have a primary election to get through. Larry Walsh joins us. Incumbent Larry Walsh in Douglas County joins us after this news update on your live and local FM talk station. Stations 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woo-hoo. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to our website, 991fmtalk.com. Not only can you stream the show there and catch the podcasts from previous shows, but you can also answer today's poll questions. Did members of the Obama administration, including the president, commit treason by spying on the incoming administration? A better question, I guess, would ask, are our elected representatives going to do anything about it? Well, you'd actually have to have some cojones to do that. So, 884-9910, text line. And live on air, or, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be getting to a few of your thoughts coming up in just a moment. First off, though, the most important election ever, not only in 2020, but in any time, is not the general election. It is the primary election. And why do I say that? Well, because you're voting in your party. Who is going to represent you going up against the opposition party? In some cases, there are people that don't have any opposition in running in the primary, which they'll just go on to the general election. But in other cases, you have to know the people. You have to know what's going on. And you have to know that your deadlines to register and be a part of this primary election are here and quickly approaching. All right. If you want to mail in your registration, okay, I'm not talking about your ballot because most everybody has their ballots already. I'm talking about your registration. What are you going to register as? Because if you're registered as a Democrat and you're tired of the Democrats and you want to vote Republican, well, guess what? You, if you don't get your registration mailed in today, then guess what? You get the Democrat ballot, which I find is very interesting that everybody already has their ballots. So if we look at some future deadlines, that's the deadline today for your mail-in ballot, okay, for Washoe County. I'm going through the Washoe County Registrar for this. All other counties, you're going to have to check yours. May 21st is the deadline to register to vote online and receive a mail-in ballot. Okay, if you have not registered to vote, you can still do so online through May 21st. May 22nd to June 4th is online voter registration and voter updates. Completed during this period will require voters to appear in person to vote. And June 5th, individuals must appear in person to register or update their registration. When I talk about updating your registration, did you move? That's always a biggie people forget about. Well, I'm registered in Washoe County. Yeah, but they need your address to be correct. Or somebody else just got your ballot. So who's on the ballot? Well, that depends on your county. In Douglas County, there is a three-way race for District 3. This is for a partisan four-year term on the Douglas County Board of Commissioners. The incumbent is joining us right now, Larry Walsh, and he has two challengers, that is Charles Holt and Mark Gardner. So let's check in on the line with incumbent Larry Walsh today. Hi, Larry. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, good morning, Monica. How are you? And thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I'm doing great today. So let's start in. How long have you been on the Douglas County Board of Commissioners?
I took office on January 1, 2017, so a little over 3 years.
Okay. And are you a longtime Douglas County resident?
My wife and I moved to Douglas County in 1991, and we love it here.
It's a beautiful area, absolutely. So why did you want to get into politics and representing the community?
Well, that was the first question my wife asked me. And
and the rest of the family and your friends, what are you thinking?
Exactly. But I tell you, when I came down the hill from Highway 88 into the Carson Valley when we first moved here, I knew I arrived in paradise. And I wanted to make sure we protected that, and that's one of the reasons I ran for county commission.
So what do you want to see for the future of Douglas County? Because you have two challengers who are coming against you with what they believe are controversial votes that you've had in the past and support for projects that other people in the community haven't supported.
Well, you know, there are some controversies in Douglas County, and there's no question that growth is one of those issues. We've talked about the park development agreement and Muller Parkway, but let's face facts. The population in Douglas County between 2008 and 2018 increased by 1,600 people. That's a total of 160 people per year, and that's not moderate growth. That's slow growth. And what we need to do is we need to balance our growth with economic development, economic prosperity, and economic vitality. So that's what I'm all about. I'm a business guy. I've been involved with the businesses here in Douglas County, and it's important that we have good growth in our business sector. And for that, we need employees. And for that, there has to be some kind of moderate growth. We have a great growth management ordinance in Douglas County, and it limits the amount of growth that we can grow each year. So a lot of people are on my case about approving recent developments in Douglas County, but the fact of the matter is you can have a lot of different developments approved. The growth ordinance is going to take care of growth.
So, you know, I go round and round with one of my favorite politicos, and that's Dan Gustafson. And he goes by the motto, if you're not growing, you're dying. You know, you're bringing in tax base, you're bringing in more revenue. But at what point, that's always my question back, at what point do you outgrow the community of why people want to live there? They want to live in that small town. They want to live in that area where you can see the fields and the nature and the cattle and things like that. And then you just turn into a city, basically.
Right. And you know, he's right, absolutely, that you do need moderate growth to increase your tax base. But in Douglas County here, again, I go back to that growth ordinance. We have protected the rural atmosphere of Douglas County. There are 70,000 acres of ranch land on the west side of the Carson Valley. And since I've been elected, not one house has been built on any of that ranch land. So the idea is to place growth where it's smart to place growth. In other words, we have a couple of urban areas, one in North County and one in Minden and Gardnerville, and you want to place growth in those areas where we have utility services available, where infrastructure is available. We want to, it's an infill area. We want to, we have employment centers like near Minden and Gardnerville. So it's important that we place growth in the right spot and protect those 70,000 acres of beautiful ranch lands in the Carson Valley.
So where, if you're reelected, where do you want to see the community go in the future? Do you have any plans? I know water is a huge issue. That's a huge issue in every county for for Nevada. But what's on the drawing board?
Well, you're correct. Water is an issue. We're fortunate that Douglas County or Carson Valley has one of the largest and most pure aquifers in the state of Nevada. We don't want to mine water. We want to just gauge growth towards our annual recharge into that aquifer, and we've done that. Our master plan says the population goal is somewhere around 70,000 people by the year 2056 or 60, I forget which. If we grow slowly and protect that that aquifer, that's the best way to do it. We don't want to build homes on 19-acre parcels out in the ranch lands and have more septic tanks going into the ground where it degrades the quality or the quantity of the water. What we want to do is we want to put people on municipal services so that we can protect the quality of our aquifer. So, yes, absolutely, I agree with you. Water is a big issue.
So with COVID-19, most people who listen to me know how I feel about that. We've had a complete economy shutdown. Things have been voted for, though, in the past, say the event center, that, you know, this is going to have to come from taxes to get this all paid for. Are people going to have the money? Are you going to see any raising of taxes for other things in Douglas County to help sustain the county?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, I think the event center, when I ran for office, I supported the RDA agency up at the lake. I didn't know anything about the event center, really. But I knew that the county was losing a tremendous amount of income, especially from the years 2008 through 2016. And we were losing over $1 million a year. And our economy... 32% of our workforce is tied to the tourism industry, and a lot of that is up at Lake Tahoe. And it's incumbent upon the county commission, and in fact, it would be a dereliction of duty if we didn't find a way to protect that revenue source. And I believe, now that I've heard all the evidence, I believe that the event center is one way to protect that revenue source. It'll provide an alternative to the gaming industry, which is waning, and it'll put... the event center, the creation of events in the area, whether it's entertainment or conventions or whatever, it will put heads in beds in the hospitality business up at Lake Tahoe. And that will protect and increase our revenue stream, our tax revenue stream. So there will be no increase in taxes on the county residents because of the event center. I think it's one way to build our way out of the COVID-19 crisis.
Well, it's interesting that you said that about the convention centers, because I also read an article recently that there's going to be a downsizing of the convention centers because of the internet, because of everything that we've seen accomplished with this COVID-19 and people turning to the internet, and they don't have to go have these large gatherings. Do you think that that's something that might affect the area?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I'm from New York originally, lived in the Bay Area for quite a while before moving to Douglas County. People like to travel. And I think once the fear is over with on this COVID-19 crisis, people want to get out of their homes and travel. And frankly, we have a drive-up market in Lake Tahoe. And I think that we'll see a slow recovery, probably a year or two. But I think once that's over with, I think the tourism business will bounce back into Douglas County, into Lake Tahoe. People want to get away from the gaming side of things. They want more outdoor entertainment. They want more physical entertainment, as we see at the Harvey's concerts up at the lake. And just coming to Lake Tahoe for the natural beauty, it's one of the top 10 destinations in the world. I think it'll be a wonderful draw, as it has been in the past, and it will be in the future. And I think the event center will provide people alternative entertainment, sporting events, and it's small enough. It's only, I think, 6,500 seats. It's small enough that we're not going to overbuild it.
Well, I hope that people will start traveling again. There's been such massive unemployment, and when we start seeing the businesses open back up and hopefully those unemployment numbers go down, people will have the expenditures that they can, or the, you know how your brain just stops?
disposable
income that they can get back out into the community. So, Larry, how can people find out more about what the issues you're campaigning on, find out more about yourself, and donate to your campaign if they'd like to?
Well, my website is Walsh for DC. That's WALSHFORDC.com. And that has all the information about me and my platform and my vision for Douglas County.
Okay. Do that one more time. Walsh, FORDC.com.
DC. Yes, that's absolutely correct, Monica.
Okay.
And
I remember.
They can donate on my website as well. So I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Larry, for your time today and your service to the community. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much, Monica.
Have a great day. All right, we will be back with your comments and calls and emails and all that good stuff, even your texts, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter what county you live in, it's all of Northern Nevada, and you have access to us here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Because I say us because it's not just me. It's Jerry, it's Craig, it's all of us working together with you, including people like Mike from Gardnerville. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling the show today. What would you like to talk about?
Well, about Walsh, he's talking about we need to have a larger tax base. They're planning all kinds of things in the county, and they have to raise the tax base for money instead of not doing those things or not spending money. And I have a problem with that. And I hope you heard him talk. He doesn't really want people living in the rural community. He wants us living in subdivisions.
What
he's saying about, you know, sewers or on water systems.
Mm-hmm. What part of what he was talking about, the plans for the future, is there anything specific that you're looking at that you're not crazy about?
Well, I don't want everything developed, and I think that's where it's going. You know, I know he says he wasn't there when the event center, but there's a bond for $32 or $36 million that we, the people of Douglas County, are responsible for that convention center. So if something doesn't work out, we're on the hook for this. And you know, the roundabout, the homes that they're building over in Park Place, on the Park Cattle people. That's fine. I don't mind them building. I don't want government paying for it. And don't tell us that it's for workers, because they're going to be around $400,000 to $500,000 a home. You know what job? There's jobs here don't pay enough to buy those homes. So it's people from the Bay Area are going to be buying them and moving here. It's not for people that live here and work. We can't afford those types of homes. I rent here in Douglas County. I love it here, and we rent. But I don't think it's right for me to be subsidized by the other people in the community so I could buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Either. That's not right. So, and I just, their plans are a lot of subsidizing of these businesses. It seems like with the convention center or the housing, us building the roundabouts and all the bypass, which is not a bypass, it's entrances for the homes. If he's talking about this growth, well, the subdivision isn't building any schools or fire departments either. So where are those children going to go to school? And so now that's going to impact the school system also. And used to be developers would put in schools or put in fire departments, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
But that's not happening with these projects.
Yeah, no, we have a tendency to cater more to the developers now just to be getting the homes built. Mike, thank you so much for the call and your thoughts on what's going on in Douglas County, because, you know, that is in every county. When you see the subdivisions come in, you see the homes starting at $250,000, starting at $300,000. That's not your average family, you know, with kids that can go out and purchase a home. I know when we started looking at homes for my husband and I to buy, that was back in the day of the hundred thousands. And this was just 20 years ago. And how it's gotten up there is just, wow. And now Tesla, look at that, threatening California that he's going to move here, bring his businesses here. Well, that means more people moving from the Bay Area to follow Tesla. Is that a good thing for our area? Think about it.